hard corn, and shell corn, and corn in the air. And
have you ever heard of mutton corn?
Mutton?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I have.
I don't think I know what it is either.
Mutton.
What do you call the top part of the corn stalk?
Oh, that's the top.
And the stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shuck?
Silk.
There's a large round fruit that grows on the ground when you make a pie about Thanksgiving. Jack-o'-lanterns are made out of it. What is it?
Pumpkin.
You have a small yellow crook-necked vegetable that grows in your garden. What is it?
What?
What kind of melons do you raise in your garden?
Watermelons and cantaloupes and quail.
That's a long yellow. Tell that's a long yellow.
That's a long yellow one, you know that.
The quail.
Quail is a long yellow.
I've never seen one.
That happened. I'll have some this year.
I don't ever remember even hearing of them before.
Well, I have had them that long last year. But I had planted them late this time, and I might not get any, but I hope will. I'm the only fellow around this country that's got the seed. I got the seed way back there, and I just keep them.
Mm-hmm. And you save it each year.
Yeah, and them things, they get about that big round. Well, I've got about that big round here, so.
Mm-hmm.
And about that long.
Quail. They're sweeter than cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
The best things you ever eat. If I have any, I'll call you.
Okay. I'd like to tell you.
Two things I have that a lot of people ain't never eat. That's quail and
potato pumpkin.
I've eaten potato pumpkin. Those are good.
Yeah, well, I made about 3 bag loads last year.
Did you sell
them? No, I'll give them away. To anybody that wanted any. A lot of people don't know what they are. All you have to do is split them open and clean the seed out and put butter in them and
sugar.
And honey and put them in the stove and bake them.
That's as simple as you can get cooking.
They're
and that's
good
what
eating.
I like.
Huh?
I like it when it's easy to fix that way.
Yeah. I'd rather have them have the mother pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
You'd make pies out of these or cook them and eat them just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And mother, you got to boil them and cut them up and mess around with them. You don't have to do nothing. I'm going to put these and take them out of the seed and stuff out of them and clean them and put butter and honey or butter and sugar in them. Stick them in the stove and bake them.
What are these small umbrella-shaped things that you grow in dark cellars or out in the shade?
That's
mushroom.
Are they good to eat?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to make soup out of mushrooms.
Do you know
soup.
Some different kinds of mushrooms?
I don't know but one kind. That's all I've ever seen.
I don't know the different names. There's some that...
I don't know nothing about them.
Mushrooms are the foreign ones.
They are. Are those the pink ones or the white looking? Did you mention that you were growing a large green melon out in your garden that's got red meat on the inside?
Yeah.
What did you say that was?
Rattlesnake melon. There's several kinds of watermelons. That rattlesnake is striped watermelon. And there's another kind, what is it?
Ash grays.
Collector sweet.
Is it a red maize watermelon?
Yes.
Stone mountain. What are the yellow ones?
Is it
yellow
ones? Honeydew. Is a yellow watermelon. I had some of them too, actually.
I love those. We thought we were getting some, and Jack planted the things, and they were yellow on the outside and red on the inside. What happened to them?
Yeah, well, I can raise watermelon. If I weather be right. They'll be planted in May. Watermelon.
When do they start getting ripe if you plant them in May?
They'll begin to get ripe now. You plant them in May. Won't they, May?
Takes them about 80 or 90 days.
If a man has a sore throat and the inside of his throat's all swollen up and he couldn't eat a piece of meat because he couldn't what?
Swallow.
But you say he could chew it, but he still couldn't.
Because he couldn't swallow it.
Okay. There's something that you smoke. What is it?
Tobacco.